Hey Blankers, welcome to Season 4 of Not 40 Just Blank. This time round we're given... Oh, for the love of fuck. Hey Blankers, welcome to Season 4 of Not 40 Just Blank. This time around, we're going to tackle a different subject matter each podcast. We'll jump from theme tunes to chocolate, from kids' TV shows to Eurovision, politics to exercise, and everything in between. We'll cast our eyes over it all, musing about films and music associated to the topic in hand, as well as bringing our own unique way of analysing the subject. It's likely to be pretty weird. Plus, there'll still be all the stuff you know and love. Weird news, Jim versus Phil versus Dell, and your letters and emails. We can guarantee you a lot of laughs, so sit back and enjoy, as Not 40 Just Blank does. Hello there, Blankers, and welcome to the first in our new series where we cast a sideways look at a single subject and explore all the weird stuff, films and music associated to it. This is Not 40 Just Blank Does. And the first topic we'll be dominating is adverts. So, for the first time this series, it's a big hello to my partners in crime, Rich and Phil. Hello, dears.
Hello, James.
Hello.
Welcome to Season 4, gentlemen.
I know.
Season 4.
They'll get bored of us soon, won't they?
I'm bored of you already, but I've got nothing better to do on a Friday, so what the hell? Until such time as Kylie Minogue says, come on round, I'm yours. How are you, chaps? Are you well?
Very well, mate. Yes, yourself?
Are you? Yeah, I think so. Too early to tell, isn't it? But
adverts, you know,
We're going to try something different. So we've done
adverts.
Let's recap, shall we? We've done 90s, we've done noughties, and we've done the 80s. And we thought we can't go back to the 70s. We were too young, and the 2010s were too soon.
Yeah.
So it led us to a bit of a we're going to have to do something different.
But
we still like talking shit. We still like music and film.
Yeah.
So we thought we'll turn our gaze onto a different topic each and every time we come together.
Yeah, sure.
And there's fucking loads of stuff, it turns out,
out there.
Yeah.
Almost unlimited. So we could be here for as long as we want. So we'll tackle adverts this time round.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Let's crack
looking
on,
looking forward
to it.
We've got
a couple of odd things to tell you about adverts, just to set the scene. And then we can talk about, you know, some of the more memorable ones that we love.
Obviously,
and
with
cherish.
Your job, you're obviously linked to adverts as well, aren't you?
I am to a certain extent.
So you should be, you're the expert, you're leading the way.
Ooh.
I don't know whether subliminally that's why we chose it, but me and Del went on a bit of a phone call.
Sounded good,
though,
yeah.
Didn't we?
There's
ways in. We can be a bit obscure.
So we're expecting you to lead the way.
I'm going to hold your hand on this one, but when it comes to other topics.
Ooh.
We're expecting you to step up to the plate, Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Lead us to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one know what those subjects are yet, but I'm sure they'll come to fruition.
We've been talking about it a lot tonight.
Over weeks.
That one will be coming up.
What's the first thing that pops into your head, Phil?
Phil, you don't ask that, do you?
At this
time of night.
Actually, yeah.
22 hours of thinking about it. We'll let that one percolate amongst the listeners.
Certain takeaway restaurants, maybe.
It's not past the watershed moment.
Exactly that. Okay. So let's focus in on adverts this time round, and we'll see where the evening takes us. So, did you know, for example, throwing it straight out there, advertising dates back to 3000 BC?
Is that the Egyptians, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Pyramid for sale, one careful owner. Legitimately true. Back to 3000 BC.
Wow, that's cool. What do you reckon, even as far as, even before then, dinosaurs getting involved?
Well, little T Rex. Barely swipe up the advert, though, could they, with those little arms?
You couldn't do it at all. Oh, mate.
No hope.
I know. Diplodocus is selling, crisps or something.
Advertising for dinosaur dentists.
Dinosaur dentists. Oh, yeah, that's got to be.
Trying to advertise.
If you're a great dinosaur dentist, you're making some big bucks, aren't you?
Exactly. Never not working, are they?
Do you think he
saw us? Is that what you were building up to?
I was, yeah.
terrible dinosaur gag coming.
Gags, yeah, there was that.
It's a long way around to it.
It was, wasn't it? Do you think he... It's like Carrie Jokey.
Yeah, that sort of shit.
Finish me off.
I was going, Philosaurus, but then that's for you, isn't it? Like Philinsaurus. No, it's Porosaurus. Let's get off this dinosaur shit quick.
All right, I'll take you away by telling you that you are more likely, statistically, to survive a plane crash than you are to click on a banner ad online. Seems ridiculous.
You're more likely to survive a plane crash.
So that your odds are greater of surviving a plane crash than you are likely to click on a banner ad.
What's up? Well, I quite like the odds, though.
So, you know, like online, just like the things at the bottom of the screen, just those weird clickbait kind of.
Oh, okay.
I'll take them odds, though. I don't want to die in a plane crash. So.
No, absolutely.
No, but you survive it.
You survive it, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
And how do you survive a plane crash, Phil?
By clicking on the banner ads.
I don't believe the two are inextricably linked. I don't think I can die this week. I've clicked on two banner ads just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, just the oxygen.
You can have the gas mask that comes down.
The operators, breathing apparatus are falling down at the minute.
Exactly. You've clicked on the banner ads. You haven't, madam, so I'm afraid you're out the window.
Is that Internox?
Weird shit that came up when I did a little search. The first newspaper advert, can you guess what sort of century we're talking about?
Oh, 17th?
It was indeed the 17th century. 1650.
Really?
The very first newspaper advert.
What was it? Does it say what it was?
It was about 12 stolen horses and information on their return.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Wow. Trying to sell these, it was stolen.
And someone said, "I want my horses back." That was the advert. I can tell you that
you're never going to get your horses.
So it's no different to like what we was talking about last time about like the Benfleet Community Facebook.
Basically, Facebook is just 400 year on, and they're still talking about shit.
Yeah,
lost stuff.
Lost horses. Exactly. I'd be pretty pissed off if I lost 12 horses.
And they got stolen.
Yeah,
careless,
exactly.
You would think. Yeah.
Yeah, you lose your car keys, you lose your phone, you lose 12
horses. You lose one horse.
Yeah, exactly.
But 12 stolen. Yeah, absolutely. There's criminal underbelly at work. I've got a couple more things to tell you. Pharmaceutical companies.
Okay.
Now, shitload of money in them.
Yeah.
They spend twice as much on advertising than they do on the research to fund new drugs.
Wow. Do they really?
It makes you weird out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm always a bit sceptical over the pharmaceutical companies.
Just generally? Or are you going to tell us you're an anti-vaxxer now at this point?
No, nothing like that. No, I just think some of it is just... Yeah.
Horseshit. Money for old right.
Yeah, to a degree, I think, yeah. I think there's a lot more healthier ways they could sort of do it, get the same results, but...
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's easier...
fucking advertising, it's just
It's a massive business, isn't it? So.
It's huge. It's absolutely enormous. The amount of money in advertising is just generally doolally, as you say, Phil. So like my job is advertising to a certain extent. I advertise on the free stuff, so promos, but money in TV for advertising is absolutely enormous.
Auditions for adverts, fucking cringy. But
already this is a rich seam that I want to buy. Quite a lot. We'll go back to this. Go on.
But I didn't realise that when I was speaking to some of like the guys that I knew had done been successful about doing adverts, that you can get like 30-odd grand for just doing one advert.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
I blocked it out. Did you do like a pizza advert?
Yeah, Domino's.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just like when you said I completely forgot about that. And then when you said that, I thought, I'm sure you've done it.
I can't remember the line. I had one line, but I absolutely fucking
bought... about cabbage or something, or lettuce. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was... We was meant to be so hungover that even the... Oh, something to do with the cabbage, but you're referring to the pizza and about last night. But it was so fucking cringy. And, I found out a lot about myself that way. I just found
out. It turns out I can't stick to a script.
I can't act.
Yeah, pretty much,
When was that the last time you went for an ad or anything?
It was the first and last time. Yeah, it was
really
like, you had people there fucking, like, their big CVs.
Did it ever get aired?
No, because I didn't get it. That was the thing.
Just the audition.
Fucking cringy. I remember like the fucking guy just sort of like, you know, like with someone who's fucking just bumbling around, just fucking all. It was getting so frustrated. Like, I don't know whether it's that is casting sort of person, whatever. Yeah, it was fucking pouring tea.
We're going to have to move on soon. It's like, I don't think you're right for this part, but good luck in all your future endeavors.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, the massive problem, yeah. I realised I was shit.
Oh, we got to see if we can imagine if we can find the right person to dig out that,
yeah,
that show.
I remember the advert coming on, and it's just like, oh, God, yeah. It's just
brilliant. So did you ever see the advert as in its final stage?
Yeah, when it came on telly, yeah.
Did you sort of go, I'll bet they're them. Is it? I had that in my life.
I knew one of the agents, and she convinced me to do it because she'd seen me doing stand-up, and she convinced me to do it. And like, stand-up and acting are two different things. Yeah. Sometimes people are naturally do it, and it was just like,
do you remember that about an hour ago you asked us a question about practical jokes and that? Do you think maybe she got you a good one there?
Probably, yeah. So okay. I think it's more in the line of, you know, when like someone's like caring the community type thing. So, oh, you know, like sort of like do special things for like, I know, Noel's. So in Noel's house party where he used to do special things, yeah, and like you play basketball with like the Harlem Globetrotters and that. I think they just got me just to like go on an audition. So I felt a bit special, but
with a partial actor,
yeah,
for a pizza hat.
Yeah, going on. It's a special treat for him, sort of.
Wowzers. Well, I mean, that is a rich scene that I was enjoying.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, that was fucking...
Love that stuff.
But yeah, big bucks you can make from that. And
very much so. Mm. But I mean, you spoke of Pizza Hut there, or whichever pizza...
It's Domino's,
thing it was. Are there any memorable adverts that you boys can remember, like off the top of your head, you just instantly go, someone says, big advert. From way back, there are some things that still stick in my head.
Even the 80s ones still stick in my head.
In all our discussions on like TV and stuff from all the years we did, we always went, like, theme tunes were massive. So you'd remember you wouldn't remember the show necessarily, you'd remember the theme tune to it. In the same way, can you like remember adverts and you go, it's because of the song, and you can still sing it now, sort of thing.
So one I always remember, I reference it still to this day sometimes, if someone has a funny walk, is Mr. Soft.
Mr. Soft.
Yeah.
So if there's someone got a funny walk and they're walking like that, he always goes.
I asked that to my boss in work, and he went straight away, Mr. Soft.
Yeah.
Like, I just said, can you remember any adverts that stick out in your heads? Mr. Soft.
It was just bizarre advert, but it was like it sticks in your head, like you say, and it's just that even the music, the Mr. Soft. How come everything around you is so soft and rearranged? Yeah, it's just like fucking bizarre, isn't it? Yeah,
really. And then he just walks into a lamppost. Yeah,
which contradicts the whole.
It's the only hard thing in the entire advert, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. I saw it today, and I was a bit like, yeah, but it's a fucking soft lamppost.
Exactly. Yeah, everything's meant to be soft, but it's the tune, isn't it? So
it's the tune, sticks in your head, and that's what gets you, isn't it? It's the jingle, the catchphrase, whatever it is.
Very much so.
Another one.
Go on.
Was a controversial one. It was Tangoed, where you get slapped around the face. Obviously, that got banned.
Was that ever a theme tune though? What he was going to do, wasn't it? It was the way that he sort of built up to the.
He's done like a recording where it rewinds and then speeds up, and then they go, "Well, let's see that again," because it happens too quick.
Then they slow it back,
and it rewinds.
That's you get Ray Wilkins doing the voiceover, doesn't
it? Is it Ray Wilkins?
Yeah, it's Ray Wilkins doing it.
The big fella coming from the right.
Yeah,
he throws him a little bit. Perfect execution.
Obviously, then everyone starts to do a score, and they got banned, didn't it?
Everything got banned.
The other one as well. I don't even know. There's a couple of. Kiora, they're kind of like non-PC adverts.
I'll be your dog. One.
Yeah, I'll be your dog, and Umbongo as well. I don't know. Like again,
Umbongo was an absolute
banger of a tune. But is it politically correct? Because it's like,
do they ever mention anything?
I don't think so. I think in the cartoon,
it's all about like the monkey drinks guava and the
Blah, blah, blah. But they got like you say, a great tune. Like Umbongo, they drink it
absolute
in the
banger. Bongo. Yeah.
If I grabbed an apricot, a guava and a mango.
You put it all together and that makes some bongo.
Call it a mongo.
So, don't you remember that?
There's other ones that you will remember. So if I say something along the lines of re-record, not fade away.
Yes.
Immediately my head goes back to
with the skeletons.
But you're straight back there. And that was late 80s, maybe? Yes. Early 90s?
Yeah.
So we're talking like 30-odd years ago, but you can still picture it, can't you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. It's even the smash.
Because didn't the skeleton have a tie on and a pair of glasses?
Yeah, it did.
It was quite an educated skeleton
as well. Yeah, some of them, they're like the flake adverts with the only the crumbiest flake.
Only.
Yeah, I'll trust you to remember that one.
Straight into the sexual stuff.
But it was sexual. Sex sells. And the same with the Cadbury's Caramel advert.
And that was a very sexy bunny.
Sexy bunny, yeah.
Who was the voice? What did we discuss? It was Miriam Margolyes,
yeah. And she also did the accent of one of the chimps in the PG tips.
I was going to say, I'd written PG tips down there as well, because like... these were monkeys dressed up as removal men shifting pianos downstairs.
Yeah,
stuff.
That probably sadly ended up in Monkey World down in like Dorset, because
very likely, yeah,
because of like that's what they do, because you can only deal with monkeys till they're two, because when they hit sort of like adolescence,
sexual, yeah,
they start ripping people's fucking faces off.
It turns out they're quite dangerous.
Yeah, they're, yeah.
They're wild animals.
Wild animal, mate. They're fucking lethal. Yeah,
who knew?
So imagine that on PGT of Sadburn, loads of humans. Like,
oh, you're in a canoe with Typhoon. No, you fucking don't. You get your monkey fucking ripped.
Get your fucking
PG tips. I mean, I've got one song that I still sing as I sort of wander about. You know when you're doing like something absentmindedly, and stuff? I still sing the Fruit and Fibre advert. Well, you know the one with Ross Kemp in it, where he goes on holiday.
I know what you mean.
Do you know the one? It feels looking a bit blank. So this is a very, very young Ross Kemp dressed up in like golfing gear. I think he's with his wife.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
and they're going on about the fact that when he goes on holiday, he doesn't like all the foreign muck. He still takes his Fruit and Fibre away with him.
Yeah,
can't remember it.
Which is
apples, hazelnuts, bananas, raisins,
yes, coconut sultanas.
Well, we're on our holes. We eat it by the case, and I still sing that in my head. Yeah, sometimes.
What about club?
Yeah,
that's somebody singing it. Like if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. And you got 5-4-3-2-1.
5-4-3-2-1 trio.
It just turns out we were just really influenced, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and it was all for stuff that was not good for you.
Yeah, 100% not good
always.
For you.
It was either chocolate or cigarettes. Always used to advertise, obviously,
Toys R Us
back in the day. That was never good for you. But Jeffrey had everything Helper. Under one roof.
Yeah. It's millions, says Jeffrey.
All under one roof. It's called Toys R Us.
Oh,
Toys
I thought he's a massive kidnapper. He's
he was also
there. He's a child catcher.
He was.
There's millions of children kidnapped under one roof.
All screaming, let us out, let us out, let us out.
Yes.
Too many. I've got things like the Hamlet cigar advert. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, they were good ones. Yeah.
The Baldy Man.
Yeah, they were really good. Yeah.
All passport photo.
Yes.
Booth and trying to get his hair right. And
yeah, that was funny. Yeah, there was a good...
Comedy
there,
always made you kind of remember them as well.
Remember them. And there's normally like a little mini series, didn't they? They used to do. Yeah,
it was never themes. Just one. It was kind of like every few months you'd get a new upgraded version of it. It was like the same with...
Gold Blend
was like a running soap opera, wasn't
which,
it?
Which, God, I cringed today when I watched that back. It was
trying to be a sexual thing.
It's trying to be sexual, but coffee. British, so British, as in awkward, awkward middle-class Brits flirting. It was just...
It's like watching your parents.
Oh, it was unbearable. It was just like, I couldn't really, like, I was like, for fuck's sake.
But again, it still sticks you to this day.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It was like, will they, won't they? I hope not.
Not in front of my eyes.
It's not really. It had about the most sex appeal as a lizard being hit to death by a fucking... on a sledgehammer.
That is apparently not sexy. So
not really, mate. But
yeah, got me going a little bit. But.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah. Phil's getting there. But did Melanie Sykes get you going in the Boddington?
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Did she? With that accent.
Now, the first one, though, was like, it wasn't her, was it? I remember watching it. I remember seeing it years and years and years back. It was a woman putting, like, cream on her face.
Yes.
And it said that she was dipping into the pint of Boddington.
Oh, that wasn't her, was it?
And the bloke comes in and goes, bye, Eklov, you smell gorgeous tonight. Oh. But that wasn't her. That was the very first one.
Oh, it was a different one. Still nice, or...?
Still, I mean, sex always sold.
Yeah,
and then it was taken up by Melanie Sykes.
Oh, okay.
It was, she was like in an ice cream.
Do you want a flake in that?
Yeah, do you want a flake
that
in that?
That was it.
Yeah.
Flake
yes.
in that.
Oh, mate, 100%. Yeah.
But yeah, the whole thing of North versus South and all the rest of it. You got things like the Dairy Council of Britain. Not something that should be advertising.
Yeah.
But if you go, I don't remember what you're talking about, but if I say Accrington Stanley,
you
both go, it's the kid in his milk.
Yeah.
There was White's Lemonade. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Coming down in the middle of the night. Was it Ronnie Corbett?
No, it wasn't. It was good. Someone that looked like him. But when you kind of listen back to the lyrics, it sounds a bit creepy.
It's going to be one of those nights.
It's just the fact that he opens the fridge and it kicks in, White's Lemonade. I'm a secret lemonade drinker, yeah.
Another one similar to both of them is like the Walter Majorca as well. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Which
one? The Walter Majorca.
Is it Heineken?
Is that what it is? The Walter Majorca don't taste like what it ought to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
remembered.
They're the Smash robots in Smash. Do you know Mash, Gant, Smash?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who makes fucking mashed potato out of a packet? Fuck me.
Robots, it turns out.
It's the same with like Angel Delight. Who is fucking like, call it Angel Delight.
Just add water.
I like Angel Delight, but fucking, there's no fucking angels eating that shit.
Turns out there's
nothing neon is eating that shit ever.
I haven't had Angel Delight in years.
I feel like we're going to go round to yours for some Angel Delight.
Angel Delight, yeah, and mashed potato.
Very much.
Smash,
so.
Mashed potato.
You talked about, was it Heineken? The Budweiser advert was fairly famous.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, and Budweiser.
And the frog, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The burping
that
frogs.
Was, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously that, big ones, big American ones, Coca-Cola, obviously, Holidays Are Coming, you had also the singer as well, who did, what's the first kiss?
I
think they changed the lyrics.
It's a moment like this.
The very first, what was it?
Coke did that a couple of times. Did they do I'd Like to Take or Teach the World to Sing as well? Way back. It was like a choir on a hillside.
That's
type
right,
thing.
Yeah. It was
like, one of those sort of things, wasn't it? But music always made, which fortunately we're going to come on to.
I love that advert, the fact that they're trying to make Coke as pure as possible.
Yeah, when it's like 98% acid and sugar.
With fucking shitload of caffeine.
Ridiculous state of affairs, isn't it?
But yeah.
You've got other things like, going back to the series of adverts and stuff that you mentioned, John Smith's.
Yeah.
That was always fantastic. a treat for those ones. The one featuring Peter Kay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
I thought there was only about three or four.
It's loads, actually.
And you go back and you go, oh, my God, there's hundreds of them. It's like, really loads. So there's the one in the curry house.
Yeah, I love that.
Where he gets the phone call from the little daughter. She's scared of the bedroom.
Scared of the burglar that's coming in.
Yeah, you don't want to be scared of that. You want to be scared of the burglar that breaks in through your window.
And the one where they're talking about who they fancy. And they all talk about famous people.
I'd forgotten about that one.
And he goes, Claire in accounts or something like
Claire
that.
From work. Gets himself into all sorts of shit.
Yeah,
there's the one on the
football pitch, good.
Where he
habit,
boots it over the neighbour's fence, putting his mum into a nursing home.
Oh yeah,
it's like, come on, mum. We've got a place for you. Where? The nursing home. I'm 55.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want to get me out for? He went, I want to put a snooker table in your room when your kids are afraid of your moustache.
No, that's it, I love that bit. And then at the end, there's a little side bit. He's got a picture of her he takes out and replaces it with Dennis Taylor.
Because he's got the snooker table in there.
It's just ridiculous.
There was the swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
So you've got divers doing a competition and he ends up doing the running bomb.
John
Smith from England.
There was loads, wasn't there? Yeah.
There was a wedding DJ, which almost mimics Phoenix Nights.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the father of the bride wants to put a song on for his daughter.
He plays
Annie, I'm Not Your Daddy. Everyone knew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shabba, the famous Yorkie, Not For Girls.
It's not. Yeah, that's
it's
when
not
it
for
got
girls.
A little
wow.
bit.
Yes. Wow.
Not in this day and age, my friend.
They soon quit that. But that wasn't that long ago, was it? That campaign.
Now, I think it probably was.
Do you think?
I'd say it was about early 2000s.
I'd say, yeah, which when you suddenly go...
So it was around Soccer AM.
It's not that long ago, yeah.
It was around, because they used to call it Yorkie, didn't
it? It's 25 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting on for. So you suddenly go, fuck, actually, it is a shitload of time. And a lot has happened since then, obviously, with all the different movements.
Sticking with your, like, series of adverts, obviously, you had the ones they should try to do. You had, obviously, like, Nicole and Papa, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, cool.
So that was one, obviously. They did they tried to use... And then they did, obviously, the coffee.
Thierry.
What was the coffee one they used to do? Nescafe, wasn't it? That was one where... And that was like...
I think you might have been asleep for the last... Maxwell House.
Maxwell House? Is that what it was?
Gold blend.
Oh,
right. Nescafe Gold Blend.
Don't worry, Phil. We'll catch you up.
Have you spoke about that already?
Yeah. You nodded off for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think so, mate. Or it's quite worrying.
That is a bit. Nicole and Papa, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember the adverts for Nicole and Papa?
No.
And do you remember the ones for short-term memory loss?
What about this one, then?
They used to advertise.
Milk tray.
Everyone wanted a visit from the milk tray.
The lady loves dirt cheap chocolates.
Delivered by a guy in a rumbic.
A fucking strange guy.
By a prowler.
Yeah.
Who lurks around outside and then breaks in while I'm in the shower. Yeah, that's what the lady loves.
That's what the lady loves.
The lady loves a visit from the police, is what the lady fucking loves.
I always used to imagine it like merging with the Flake advert, though, when he sneaks in and she's in the bath or something like that.
Hello. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
They should have merged them.
They should have done, shouldn't they? Cross-pollinated.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Missed the trick there.
Yeah, exactly. I love the fact that you can just create your own world, whereas in theory she would just fucking stab him in the neck.
Yeah. She'd spray with mace at the very least, yeah, exactly. Wouldn't she? But yeah, it's hundreds and hundreds. When you start going on a bit of a party, you suddenly go, oh my God, all I did was watch telly, it turns out, from about 1983 to the present day. There was, do you remember the way, way, way back, British Gas took on the Creature Comforts, Aardman animation things, and Nick all the Park, clay, all the claymation stuff, and they ended up doing
several of them. I didn't mind them, but it was fucking weird. It's just when he's talking about fucking gas.
Yeah, I like it nice and toasty. It's got to be easily turn off and onable.
Yeah,
off and onable.
You might not remember half of it, and then it's just one trigger word or one little phrase, and you suddenly go, oh, of course,
Of course it was,
There was like a Jaguar laying in there with a South American accent on a
that's
right, yeah. I like it, dusty. What can I tell you? it's some of the oddest adverts in the world, but they got really strange for a while, and then they sort of went back to
normality. And then, where's the Maynards? Loose hoofs in the belt, loose hoofs.
And then
that was with the wine gums. The SO Tiger, I always found that fucking weird.
I'll pop in a tiger in your tank.
What has petrol and a fucking tiger got anything to do with
horses, I kind of get, because it's horsepower for a car.
Tigers, sort of like, what's going on?
So. Again, they'll rip your face off.
They will rip your face off,
they missed a trick.
Yeah.
Got the PG tips.
Maybe if they got the
SO Tiger.
The chimps to drink the petrol. So they'll be like fucking raging,
absolutely
riding the tiger's back into battle, just just killing and
like
fucking
a Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Wow,
that would work.
They go, stick your fucking tea bags up your ass, you bastards.
That would definitely work.
Gary Lineker, Walker's Crisps.
Yeah, some people have made an absolute fortune. It turns out
the ones in Gaza, that when they're in the crowd together and Gazza starts crying and
his crisps all
they're all quite much of a match.
They suddenly went from like being no celebrity to then celebrity heavy, didn't they?
Yeah, really celebrity heavy, wasn't it?
Outrageous. But then bringing it back, so things that don't have celebrities in but are still very, very big, like the John Lewis Christmas adverts. They were the first ones to go big on Christmas, and it was every year you were like, waiting to see what they do and try and trump the last one. But now every bugger's doing it.
Yeah. I can't... Have you got a favourite modern advert? Because
I'll tell you the only one that really... It's not even that modern, but the Old Spice advert. You know, with the guy who's just... look at me, look away. Now look back. Look what I've got. It's that thing that you love.
Yes.
And it just keeps snapping really and switching and stuff. That's the only one that...
Yeah, I can't really think of any.
One off the top of the head, there's not too many. There probably is. There's probably the odd one, but generally I can just say through the
nostalgia
bullshit.
Makes you remember.
The Haribo ones. They talk funny.
The police.
We are the police.
Yeah.
You know what? I find that just reminds me of sex offenders. It just reminds me of it creeps me out because adults with.
And that's exactly what Haribo wanted kids you to think from those adverts.
No, it wasn't.
Think Haribo. Think sex offenders.
I don't know. It just weirds me out. Really weirds me.
We probably don't watch them as much now. We probably just like go off and make tea and coffee.
Yeah, that's the ability to either fast forward through. Or as you say, you just use it as a. Or as soon as the adverts come on, you then start to second screen.
I tell you what, it's on a lot of like the music channels and stuff on in a day. It's like Procreate, Cremations and stuff like that.
During the daytime. It's all about
it's just like fucking
get
hell,
to 55,
really?
Yeah. Get your life insurance sorted.
It's getting younger
get
and younger.
Done. It used to be when you used to say that, you go 55, that's so long ago or so long to go.
Yeah,
so now I'm like, that's fucking 10 years.
Have you just got out of university?
Yeah. Now I'm like, now I'm ready for apparently my life insurance, planning my funeral, and leaving a fucking donation to the pets home in my will.
Yeah, it is so much.
We've got to look forward to, isn't it?
So your 16th birthday, have you thought about,
have you thought about cremation? What you're going to do when you die?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, keep it light, mate.
Oh, wow. Like,
yeah, I haven't learned to drive yet.
Oh, mate, some of it's really... some of the characters as well, just from serials. Do you remember a lot of...
Oh, you're talking like the monkey from Coco Pops?
Yeah,
and
Honey
Tony
Monster.
The Tiger and
A Snap, Crackle and Pop.
Yes. Now I always thought those three needed a bit of a shoo-in.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, actually,
pretty
yeah.
annoying to be honest with you. But Tony the Tiger, actually, never a bad word against him because he was great.
Great, he was. Yeah, actually, Snap, Crackle and Pop. I'll take back my answer from the other week of celebrities.
that you wouldn't say.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them CPR. Actually.
No,
yeah.
Stuff them.
I know they're kids, and that's kind of like, but as in they're just annoying cartoon kids, and yeah,
very much so. I've been. I'll back you on that.
There you go. Ferrero Rocher.
You were spoiling us.
The ambassador.
That ambassador, he had a lot of cash, didn't he?
He did, didn't
floating
he?
Floating around, always throwing balls.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking...
Little tinker.
There was a lot of, the older ones had done on class a lot. There was...
I think you're right there, actually. Yeah.
Oh, is it Cinzano with Joan Collins and Leonard Rossiter?
Yeah.
And you had some other ones. One of the ones today was really condescending. It was just some, like, posh guy goes into a cafe and he asks for a cup of coffee. And then he starts fucking dictating to the guy in the cafe what a proper cup of coffee should be. And then, like, he recognises what coffee is talking about. And it's just like, fuck.
Wow.
It's like, fuck
it. If you want a coffee, you piss off. There's plenty of places to go.
Yeah, it's like...
Get out of my cafe.
So, you got a couple more?
Sort of going back to the fact that music can make or break an advert, I'd written down only the crumbliest, fakest milk chocolate and the re-record. Here comes the Lilt Man. That was all he did.
Yes.
I used to love that. I used to almost look forward to seeing it. It was like, yeah. When a good one came on.
Love a Lilt. They still do Lilt.
They still do it, but it's not as popular as what it was. And I think that is to do with the advert, actually, if they bring the old school adverts.
Out of sight, out of mind, isn't it, a bit? It's just everything else has taken.
Yeah, I just remember them. One of them, they got, hey, Javon, lobsters on South Beach. And there's just like, just like a load of white people burning the shit out of themselves. It's just,
perfect, but it's beautiful. Makes you proud to be alive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anything more that you can remember, Mr. Reynolds?
I don't think so.
With the totally tropical tea.
What about, either of you guys have the radio on an awful lot or not? So obviously that's when
Screwfix ones and... Talk Sport, they're always on there, aren't they?
Because they don't have the visual side of things, so they have to be memorable and stand out. So it's like, I hear my kids singing about Selco. Because they've just heard it in the car.
It's
like, Maisie, why is a 12-year-old girl singing about Selco? And she's like, I don't know. I just like the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, 100%.
But there's a couple of those sort of things. Mr. Wishmore.
Oh yeah,
back in the day. Yeah, Windows and Doors.
Mr. Wishmore's Windows.
Do you remember? If I say 22666, it's a local advert just to our little area.
Yeah,
and he ended up having a Bristolian person singing it or something like
that's
West Country, didn't it?
That's sensible.
Oh, that's first class windows don't deliberate. Chelmsford 22666.
Yeah, what's that about? Yeah.
And it was like, when you pay for your front, you'll get your back done free. Almost sexual orientation to it.
Yeah.
What the hell is
it? Was also
on
that
this?
Country accent kind of thinks, is it they talking about humans or are they talking about cattle?
You just don't know. You can't be sure with these guys.
Yeah.
Got to clarify when you get first class windows round, just in case it all goes wrong.
You get these window people round and they're just actual fucking predators.
They're all predators. It turns out the whole world.
What part of the advert did you not get?
Yeah, we're definitely going to come in and do some weird stuff now. So that's what you signed on the contract for.
We're smashing back doors in 100%, but
we will reglaze your front. Oh, thanks very much. It's so sexual. Sex sells, though.
Sex sells massively.
Sex sells,
as
we've said many times before.
It's all with the the Christmas time adverts, isn't it? With like the perfumes.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. It's sort of genre, Dior do it all the time. And
It turns out we're basically very, very basic human beings, aren't we? If there's a pretty person, it's like, listen to what they're saying.
Isn't it?
Sorry for that noise. That was almost terrific. I apologise to Barry the most because he heard it first through headphones in a darkened room. Sorry, Barry.
There's one advert, I don't know if you remember, but it got banned, and it was a Marmite advert. And it was basically, it was done like the RSPCA were coming out to rescue, like, I think people that hate Marmite or whatever it was, but to rescue the Marmite, like as if it's done with an RSPCA.
Oh, really?
And, you got fucking people crying and stuff. It's fucking,
like, really overselling it.
Yeah,
as well.
It's quite fucking dark, as if it's to do with like animals being treated badly in it. But it got banned, and it was a bit like, I don't think it needed to be banned, but it was like...
Every now and again, you sort of think, have they really thought this one through the decision-making rooms and stuff? But there's so much money in it. It's like, when they make a cock-up, they properly make a cock-up.
Yeah,
it's
big time,
You can make or break a business on it, but...
Yeah, 100%. But that's where your money is. Have you ever bought anything just on pure advertisement?
I reckon probably something like a...
Yeah, like games or toys QVC and stuff
or
like
something
that.
Like that, when you just see one of those late night advert-y type things.
Food is another one. When, like, Kentucky or McDonald's used to bring out their...
Oh, yeah,
their
so you could eat that now, Yeah.
Now you've said it, I could actually fancy a KFC. Yeah. That's disturbing.
No, it's definitely some of it works, doesn't it?
Turns out it really does. But, yeah, I think if we take a quick break, I reckon what we can do is come back and talk about maybe the films that have had advertising in them or something, something along those lines. Should we do that?
Yep. Let's do that.
Let's get a quick break for an advert, and then we'll come back. Right, gentlemen. Obviously, in previous incarnations of the pod, we've done sort of top threes for both music and film because we were looking at years. This is slightly different.
Yeah.
But we can still definitely link films back to the topic in hand with adverts. So be it films about advertising, be it films that feature adverts and so on. So let me sort of do you a bit of a quick... I might even start. What the hell? Let's do this. So when you think advertising, the obvious film to mention is How to Get Ahead in Advertising, the Richard E. Grant thing and all the rest of it. Okay. But I'm not nominating that as my film about advertising. Okay. No. I'm also not nominating What Women Want, which was also about an advertising exec with Mel Gibson and Holly Hunt. Fair enough. Blade Runner maybe might come up in someone else's thing because obviously that's about globalism and consumerism and adverts and so on. I've got two that I might nominate as my forward. Wayne's World is one. And if you remember the scene where... Rob Lowe is the guy who's sort of pushing them, and he signs them up to do a show featuring a sponsor.
That's right,
And he says, you're going to have to give the guy who sponsors the show a spot on it to do a little advert.
That's right, yeah.
And then it cuts to Wayne and Garth both going, sponsor or not, I will not bow to any peer pressure from an advertiser. And he's wearing, like, Pizza Hut. Yeah, he's got Pizza Hut. And then he cuts to Garth. He's like... No way, man, that's a sellout. And he's totally head-to-toe in Reebok stuff. That's so it's that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm nominating that. He goes from that to Doritos and he's munching on
gets
Doritos.
A headache, gets a,
oh, my head. Ah, Nuprin little, that's yellow, yeah, difference. And then it's like, well, you've got no choice in it. Well, I've got this choice. It's the choice of a new generation. And it was a Pepsi can. So that was my little push to advertising.
That was very good.
But the one I'm going to nominate is E.T.
Wow, okay.
And you'll have to bear with me on this one.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
So in 1984, Spielberg had written the piece about when Elliot goes into the woods and he tries to lure E.T. out because he's run off into
the
woods.
The M&Ms, isn't it?
And it was going to be, he approached, apparently Spielberg, approached Mars to say, do you want to be, the scene's there, it's going to be chocolate that lures E.T. out. Do you want your chocolate to be in the film and kind of shown? And Mars declined. They passed on it because it was, as you say, going to be M&M's. Cool. So Hershey's stepped up and said, all right, we'll use ours. And Reese's Pieces were used in the end.
Oh, okay.
And sales of Reese's Pieces went up 400% following the film.
Oh, really?
So they were like, free advertising, wanging, we're having that.
Yeah.
So that is my film link.
I'm trying to imagine, like, Elliot throwing, like
20-odd... or something.
No, just 20-odd Mars bars.
just like massive, a fucking huge... Mars bars left, right and centre, yeah. So like a little trail of M&Ms would have been lovely to see, but instead it's that big orange packet and it's instantly recognisable.
Yeah, and it's sort of... That's the sort of food, drip food, isn't it, to get
absolutely.
Out.
So that
other
is...
Than, I'd just love him to have a bag of Mars bars.
I would have seen like, an array of curly whirlies being fucking
hitting
E.T. in
the head. Fucking...
What's this guy doing? He says he loves me, but he's chucking these rock hard Twixies at me. The prick.
Yeah, imagine.
That is my nomination. E.T. is my film to nominate.
Oh, Maltesers. You could have done that because that's a Mars company, isn't it? Maltesers.
Are they Nestle, Maltesers?
I think they are, yeah. I think it is Nestle.
Oh, do you reckon every time we mention a brand, we have to either possibly get a sponsor?
It's only because we're in celebrations.
Celebrations. Oh, my God. We can't do them as well, pal. We're going to be skipping. All the budget's going to be
true.
Partnerships. All right. Mr.
I've got
Reynolds.
A couple.
Have you got some films linked back to the topic in hand?
So I've got one I'm going to pick, but the one I've mentioned is RoboCop as well. I think we've spoken about that before, but obviously that's very heavy.
Yes, it is
advertising, futuristic adverts and that, and obviously
all around the same sort of time, actually, didn't they? When you sort of think back about them.
Yeah. So obviously that was a big one, but the film I'm going for is a 2005 film called Thank You for Smoking. And it's a good little comedy. Yeah. This Aaron Eckhart, and it's basically it's a satirical comedy where he's a like a chief spokesman for a tobacco company.
Yeah,
he has to go around selling cigarettes. And in the meantime, while he's doing that, he's trying to remain a role model for his 12-year-old son. But it's some of the stuff he has to do. He interviews a boy with cancer on like live TV, and he's basically just trying to put a spin on it. Well, that's good, because then smoking, and it's really like horrible the way it's done, but it's a comedy.
It turns a spotlight on the subject.
And then he turns things about. It goes to court, and then he turns around about a person that, fatty foods are the biggest killer in the US, so why isn't this doing it? And he's basically put a spin on actually cigarettes aren't that bad for you, and trying to make them actually better for you and that. But it's all about advertising that. It's a really good film. Yeah, thank you for smoking. So, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay.
That's very good. What was the, do you remember Morgan Spurlock? And he did the...
He
did the McDonald's thing.
Yeah. He did one about advertising as well, didn't he? Yeah, something... Oh, what was that called?
I can't remember what that was called. It's just suddenly pinged into my head because you mentioned it. It was like highlighting
I can't remember what that was called.
Spurlock Holmes.
If it wasn't that, it should have bloody been that. You might win anyway, just for that pun.
Oh,
all right, you've heard our nominations. What is your nomination, or what's your thought process of how did you get? We accept all links, spurious or otherwise.
Okay, links is the key here, so bear with me before you throw the fucking whole kitchen sink or throw the rotten veg at me in the stocks. So.
Okay, so.
I've
got. he's smirking at himself.
I've gone for Winnie the Pooh.
What the horror one?
Blood and Honey.
Right.
And the tenuous link is to the Hofmeister Follow the Bear, because Winnie the Pooh's a bear and so is the Hofmeister.
Oh, my God. That is so
But
furious.
You could have picked, surely, a better film, like Ted or something like that, than...
Yeah, I know.
It's a shit film, isn't it?
Well, that's what I thought it'd be entertaining, just to read you out the synopsis.
Okay,
yeah, go on.
Hit us with this,
then. Go on.
Right, so Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Synopsis. Christopher Robin leaves to get married, and Pooh and Piglet are there to fend for themselves. As time passes, they both get very angry and abandoned. Pooh and Piglet become feral and love the taste of blood.
it's quite a step from honey.
It's quite
carrots, isn't it?
Pooh and Piglet set off on a mass killing spree and fuck shit up.
Not just a killing spree, a mass killing spree.
And they fuck shit up.
And part of that is to get their bitterness out on their now fucking nemesis, Christopher and Mary Robin.
Oh, he does follow through with the marriage.
He gets married, yeah. So that's...
not to spoil, because I don't think I'm going to watch the film.
No.
No, regardless of the...
I don't think they'll watch the film.
does Christopher Robin survive, or does...
I'm guessing by the trailer, probably not.
Not so much.
Not so much, but who knows. Okay. But then I suppose, I don't know, can the fucked up Winnie the Pooh? Can he win?
Can he ever really win?
If you're creating him like a Freddy or a Jason, then I guess he can, or he doesn't.
I thought the author of Winnie, or some people connected to Winnie Pooh, tried suing the people who made this film, didn't they?
But it's because it ran out of copyright, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that, wasn't it? And they've done more of them since, and as soon as they ran out of copyright, they do a horror of it. Yeah.
Probably because it's so bad.
It's just like a crap low budget company do it or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's not.
Wowzers, we've got some very disparate things. So theoretically, we've got one nomination each.
Yeah,
and between us, I guess we have to find a.
There was. I did have Ad Man and the Wasp.
Now that's a lovely little mention. All right, so let's think of a rule. You can't vote for your own one, and we have to find a winner between those three as our top film related to adverts.
Okay.
So we've got Winnie the Pooh and Piglet,
Blood and Honey.
Is
it Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
The Pooh, Blood and Honey. We've got Thank You for Smoking, and we've got E.T. So it's not necessarily the best film, but it's the best film because of the link back.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'd nominate like 14 Oscar winning film.
Yeah, like E.T.'s probably going to always win,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Okay.
Whereas it's not necessarily that. Whilst I quite like your methodology, Dale,
right.
I think I'm going to put my nomination for Thank You for Smoking, just because it's kind of directly tied to that sort of thing. So it's more literal, but that's the way my brain goes. Mm. So that's my vote.
Yeah. Well, again, if it was a film, I'd go with E.T. I haven't watched the Thank You for Smoking, but I would go for E.T. But, like you say, because of the advertising, probably this more stronger,
on the balance, we go
stronger
with,
link
go
Mr. Reynolds. For Mr. Reynolds. Maybe.
So you take this one,
E.T. Mr. Reynolds. I would have gone E.T. Yeah.
So not one vote for poor old Winnie?
No. Well, I don't think there's any link to advertising in it.
Something to work on for next.
Could have gone for Ad Man and the Wasp, would you?
Yeah.
Ad Man and the Wasp, just for the title alone, I would.
I'd love to have heard the synopsis for that as well.
it involves in fucking shit up. So everything that Dale's going to nominate for the next few weeks is going to involve fucking shit up.
Man.
All right, well done, Mr. Reynolds. You take the film round. So now we move towards music.
Again,
music we used to do top threes, but I don't think we can necessarily do it because obviously we're not looking at albums and so on. But what we can do, as we've mentioned in our roundup of memorable ads, there's lots of music used within advertising. So should we try and compile maybe like a top five or a top ten list of music that's been used in adverts?
Yes. Well, should we read out the 10 that we got? And then,
we've all picked 10, have we?
Well, that depends. From the way you've said that, Phil, I would suggest probably not. Someone hasn't done their homework. What I reckon is we can sort of push a few around because we might have got some crossover, and I'll try and keep track and collate a 10, and then we can create a Spotify list off of that. Dale, what's a few of your nominations, and can you remember the adverts they were used in as well?
Crunchy, I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters.
You've got a thing for the Pointer Sisters.
I do have a thing for the Pointer.
I'm So Excited. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Next one I'll give you is Vodafone, Dig It by the Mock Turtles.
Crikey on a bikey, yeah. Can you dig it? So you might have to go quite slow for me because I'm trying to scribble as we go. Can you dig it? The Mock Turtles. I always thought that was a made-up band name, like someone didn't quite know what the name was.
But
I was like, Mock Turtles? Really? Mock Turtles? I didn't quite get the gag sort of thing.
I think they're like a one-hit wonder. I think it was that, but probably made a hell of a lot of money off.
I would imagine so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can remember it instantly. Do we need a sing-along at any point as we get going? I mean, Phil loves a sing-along, obviously, being the musical one amongst us. But
I don't mind.
Very good. Very good so far, Dale. I like your noms. Go on, give us one more, and then we'll mix it up.
Okay. The Joker by the Steve Miller Band.
No, you nicked one of mine.
Okay, I'll give you another one.
No, I like that. So what advert was that from? I don't remember.
That was Levi's.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. They did so many Levi's when I was...
Levi's are like a rich vein form, aren't they?
There's actually quite a half-decent playlist just from Levi's jean commercials.
Because there was the Nick Kershaw one was the first one, wasn't it? Was he the actual guy in the jeans when he went into the laundrette? He gets changed in a laundrette?
Might be him, but I can't remember. Did they use his song or...
I can't remember. I can't recall. The one I do remember vividly is Stiltskin.
Yeah.
They were like the Scottish rock band, weren't they? They sang
Inside. That's my favourite, that is. Yeah. That's been my number one. Put them to top of the charts, didn't it?
They went through a bit of a run where Levi's sort of topped whenever they released the commercial, the song always went to number one. Was that Spaceman as well?
Pretty much.
But Stiltskin Inside, I used to love that song. That was a great song.
I remember having it on CD single.
That was my favourite one.
Do you remember Levi's did a cartoon version of Mr. Bombastic? I can't say Bombastic.
What, the Shaggy?
So that was Levi's jeans, but they did a cartoon version Mr. Bombastic. Yeah, so that was another one.
Oh, interesting. Well, stick that as a nomination. Mr. Bombastic by Shaggy. Yeah.
Phil, do you want to hit any jeans?
Mr. Reynolds, you've got any... obviously, we mentioned the Joker
Steve Miller Band and Inside. I was going to have
nice.
You got obviously the quite famous Phil Collins one, the
Oh, the gorilla.
Yeah, of course, In the Air Tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, as soon as you hear that, you just know. I mean, the concept was really clever in that it pulled away and it was the gorilla on the drums playing it.
It's quite a good-looking gorilla, actually.
He's a handsome chap. Handsome chap, indeed.
So yeah. I can't remember whatever this is from, but it's The Passenger by Iggy Pop.
I can't remember what advert that is from. It's definitely been in something, hasn't
it? Yeah, I can't
Wasn't it for sanitary towels?
Or was it Greater Anglia?
Well, Greater Anglia.
Imagine, it sounds like it's like a train advert or something stupid like that, or a plane, possibly, maybe
a plane.
And did you say, you said Bohemian Like You, didn't you? Is that the one you said?
No, I didn't.
No.
No, is that one? I remember. That was
by
from
the,
Dandy
Warhol.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. I thought you said that one.
Bohemian Like You.
And just one more.
Yeah.
Go. The Universal Blur. Wasn't that like a British Gas app?
No way. They sold out.
It was something like
the Blur
that.
Blur Boys.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like a gas advert. I'm sure it's British Gas or something like that.
Yeah, they all got carbon monoxide poisoning.
This is the nth century. Universal Blur. Mm. That is bizarre. I would not have pictured that for an advert.
Okay.
Certainly not for British Gas either. There you go. You mentioned a couple of mine.
Jimmy. You
Inside by Stiltskin definitely, I think, makes it onto the list. In the Air Tonight and the Drumming Gorilla. Guinness used to use a lot of good songs.
Oh, no, that's...
So that was the one with the horses, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The surfers, and it was that slow build. It was very black and white and quite powerful. They used ELO and Mr. Blue Sky in one of their adverts, which was really nice. It was like it started life as a black blob on a white page, and it suddenly became like a line drawing.
That rings
thing.
A bell, yeah.
That was really good. So I really enjoy that tune. You've got A Little Less Conversation, which was the Elvis Presley remix.
Oh, that's great, from the football things. Yeah, that was good.
Then there was all the famous footballers at the time doing 3-on-3 on a shipping container or something.
Yeah, you just made me think of another Can I Kick It? It was the Ian Wright Nike advert.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that Nike seemed to use a lot of good tunes as well. You've got, let's have a look. Guinness again used Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones, which I quite enjoy.
Oh, okay.
One a little bit further back in time. And then one that really sticks out, when Apple were advertising the iPod
I know where you're going to go.
Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like the silhouette of the girl dancing with the earphones in, the wires dangling down.
I thought you were going to go Vertigo, you two.
Both good shouts, yeah.
They did that. And that's when, like, U2 got a load of shit, didn't they?
They downloaded it onto everyone's...
I think also because Apple and, like, what they kind of stood for
and stuff.
Yeah. Even then they did that thing where they automatically downloaded a song or an album onto everyone's phones.
They did that collaboration.
And they had to do an apology, didn't they, after.
Sometimes you don't want our shit. No, we fucking don't. Everyone deleting it off. I've only got 1% left of my battery storage. Piss off. I don't want you. Go. I got one more if I can mention it.
Go for it.
There was a Mitsubishi Outlander, I think, advertised maybe 10 years ago, and they used Thunderstruck by AC/DC, and I really liked
that tune. That's
powerful, thumping nonsense. Cool. So that'll be
Have we got a top 10?
So I'm suggesting we definitely like Stiltskin Inside. Mm. I think we all agreed on that one, didn't we? The Joker.
So we're going to create a new playlist.
Can I throw in another one?
Absolutely, throw it in there.
There's two actually from Sky Sports.
They always choose some good tunes.
It's Ready for Love by Elton John.
Are you ready?
Obviously, Alive and Kicking.
By
Simple Minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Alive.
And obviously, kicked off the whole Premiership.
That's right. That was huge. That was probably bigger as that than it was as the song itself, wasn't it? Alive and Kicking by, who are we saying?
Simple Minds.
Simple Minds, that's the chaps.
So you got...
let's have a think. So, Joker, Steve Miller Band, yes. Stiltskin?
Yeah, Stiltskin's got to make it, isn't
it? In the Air Tonight is fairly classic, isn't it? Phil Collins one with the drumming.
I don't mind, or do you want to put a question mark?
Question mark on that. Because I don't particularly like the song, but it's just good in the advert, if that makes sense.
It's almost how we quantify it, isn't it? Qualify it.
Yeah, I kind of like just the drum bit on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. So
before they cut the gorilla's hands off.
Passenger, Iggy Pop?
Question mark.
That one. Question mark. Phil Collins. Can you dig it? The Mock Turtles.
I don't know. Oh, not a great fan of that.
Difficult
either.
To please, isn't he? The Universal Blur. Obviously, we're not quite sure on that one either, are we? Ready for Love by Elton John, as Del mentioned, or Alive and Kicking.
I'll let you sort of.
Which one? I think Alive and Kicking.
So we've got like a Sky Sportsy one in there. Bohemian Like You was mentioned by the Dandy Warhols.
See, I never really liked that song either.
Mr. Boombastic by Shaggy, otherwise he's creeping its way in.
Mr. Boombastic.
I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters. I like that with Crunchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got a little bit of interest there. We've got ELO by Mr. Blue Sky.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that one.
A Little Less Conversation.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Only because of the sort of the Nike thing to it as well.
Yeah,
A Little Less Conversation. So that's 1, 2, 3. If we take the question marks for The Passenger and In the Air Tonight, 5, 6, Stiltskin 7, Joker 8, I'm So Excited 9. So we've got one more. Thunderstruck, there was Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Ramones. Did we mention the Hillside Singers with I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing for Coca-Cola? Real cheese.
Out of them ones, I think I would go Jet personally, but I don't know about anyone else.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, there's one off the list that I didn't, if you want to include it, it's Moving On Up, and they used it for by Primal Scream.
Oh, that's a classic.
They used it for Bacardi advert.
Yeah, I'd have Moving On Up then,
Moving On Up then. Okay, I think that's our 10.
Oof. So we have to create a playlist then.
We're going to have to create a playlist and pop them on there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're going to listen back and actually remember the ones that we just said, haven't we? Yeah. That's something for the admin to do, so we'll get that done. Nice. Mm. As it turns out, a shitload of songs used in adverts.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? Wow.
This could be
That works as well. Songs do work as well, I think.
They do, don't they? Mm. Nice. I like that. Good work, chaps. Right, chaps, approaching the end of the first of our Not 40 Just Blank does, but before we go home, rude not to dip into the letters and emails. So I've got two or three for you, and away we go. All right, first one's from Clint Flambe. He says, similar to Starbucks, what would you name a coffee shop for serial killers? So you're making a coffee shop specifically... Starbucks. For serial killers, what do you call it? So, your rival in Starbucks, what's serial the name of your coffee shop? But only serial killers go in there.
Yeah.
So, coffee, latte, don't be... I'll tell you what I'd call it.
What?
Double shot gun.
Double shot.
Double shot gun.
Well, like that.
That's good. That's good.
Thinking logics. What do you got, D?
Bury the beans with the bodies.
Dry roast. Roasted beans. Toasted deans.
Toasted teens.
Toasted teens.
It's going specific as well.
Yeah, it's a very niche serial killer.
Yeah.
Are you 13 to 19? Then, sorry, on you go.
On you go.
Right, toasted, what was it? Roasted beans.
Toasted teens.
Or double shotgun.
Stop,
what you got, Mr. Reynolds?
Serial killer.
Oh, we've got another one, Dale. We've got another one.
Machete Macchiato.
Nice.
Can't think of any.
He's coming up with them all, isn't he?
Yeah.
You go through it and he's like, latte, does that sound like anything deathy?
See, I don't drink tea or coffee as well, so I've not been up on my old coffees or what ones there are on that.
Espresso.
American, no killing here.
Yeah. Express
yourself via the medium of death.
Espresso, fucking wrong.
Espresso, oh my God, he's killed again.
Could be so many.
There could be. But we just can't think of them right now.
Del's taken loads of mine. He's given me some now. We've done two or three.
So, Clint, there you go. Oh, we got one more late breaking news.
It's not really serial killing, but it's part of the whole shebang. Kidnappuccino.
Oh, there she blows. Nice. Very good work. All right, let's move on to something from Poop Dog, who says, what would be the best... or worst historical figures to do household chores with?
Best or worst historical figure?
Best or worst historical figures to do the household chores
with? We could pick one or the other, or we've got to pick one of each.
Now, that is dealer's choice, my friend. If you can think of both...
To do chores with...
So
household chores with
Dale looks like he's itching. He's already got someone in mind.
Yeah, we're just tying it in with the advertisement, actually.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Shake and Back advert? You
very did much
the Shake
so.
And Back.
Yeah,
and the freshness back. Yeah. I'd kind of like to see. I kind of like to see Hitler and drag doing that.
Like, well, how about Freddie Mercury, like from the Want to Break Free?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Dressed up, same little moustache.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you can have Freddie Mercury with the Shake and Back.
That'd be nice. Historical figure, that works.
Yeah, I suppose he is a historical figure.
It's your choice, Poop. It could be Hitler or Freddie Mercury. It's your decision.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Household chores with. So it's got to be someone ironing. I mean, ironing's a shit chore.
Ironing Man.
Yeah.
from the Marvel Universe or DC, wherever it is.
I'd like Gandhi to cut my grass. Nice.
He'd be a Gandhi man.
Gandhi man.
Just doing things around the house, you know, knocking up a shelf.
Is that handyman or candy man?
Yeah, bit of both.
New horror film, Gandhi man.
Could be
Gandhi
man. Mouthful of bees.
We're going about the whole Winnie the Pooh thing again. Oh, man. It's the new one, God. Gandhi
He's
man.
The Gandhi man. The Gandhi man.
Say his name three times in front of a...
In front of a mirror.
I don't know.
The Gandhi man can.
In front of the shed. Because he mixes it with oil and nails.
Who else would be pretty good?
Obviously, Jesus' dad was a carpenter, so you'd assume he'd be all right. Old Joe.
I'd do the ironing with like Julius Caesar or something like that. To get him to do it because he had to have like grapes being delivered to him and saying, all the time,
grapes,
didn't
he? All the time.
Always having grapes delivered, wouldn't he?
Yeah, so non-stop. That time he did some ironing.
Always getting a Sainsbury's delivery of just grapes.
Yeah.
Got 4.5 tonne of grapes for Caesar.
And he wouldn't know how to do it as well because he hardly wore any clothes.
Little tinker.
Be dangerous. Get out.
Very much
water
so.
Splurted on him.
Using a feather duster with Colonel...
Mustard.
Mustard, yeah. From the Cluedo game. What is it? Custard.
General Custard.
General Custard, yeah. Dusting.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Dusting with Custard.
Duster with General Custard.
Yeah, General Custard.
I like that we have to rhyme everything. It's quite nice. I like that.
Custer.
Washing up with...
Or Idi Amin.
doesn't quite rhyme.
Always with dictators. Always with dictators. Hitler, Idi Amin. Who else do I get?
Oh, I think they'd be quite anal, though, to get... You get their...
It's got to be done just right, otherwise you'll know about it, wouldn't you?
I think they're pretty sort of OCD on the old...
Not shy and coming forward. That's wrong. Yeah, that's wrong.
Exactly.
What about Pol Potting on plants for the gardening?
Pol Pot plants.
Straight in. We've got a selection for you there, Poop. Enjoy those, my friend. And last one, only because it kind of was in the news today, Jürgen Floppycock has written in and says, you've written a musical for TrustedTrader.com. What do you call it?
A musical for like a West End musical, yeah?
For TrustedTrader.com. What are you going to call it? Something about the
Tradesman's entrance.
Banging. Open 24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, banging and screwing.
The new West End show.
The banging. Yeah,
Tradesman's entrance. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good little side sort of like advertisement as
well. After the colon.
After the colon.
Backstage door. I think like that.
Backstage
ass.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Something like that.
Opening song.
Oh, you're going to go with it, are you?
He's writing the whole thing.
No, just like...
He's currently just knocking up a score.
People saw it.
And that's the rhythm.
Yeah, then get some hammers going...
As it turned out to be a bit of a...
It's like stomp.
Yeah.
Stomp.
It's just called shit.
It's called dump.
Absolute toilet.
Someone just coming.
That'll be it. Something like that, Jürgen. There you go. Pick the bones out of that, my friend. You've got plenty of time to write to us when you're unemployed as of September. and there you go. That's a quick little dip into the letters and emails bag. But keep the letters coming in, ladies and gentlemen. We need more questions from you. So there you have it, folks. That is adverts well and truly blanked. Any thoughts on the first show of Series 4, chaps? Went okay, I think.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Got, it's different, isn't it? So, yeah, hopefully the listeners like it. Obviously, if they think we can do something different,
if they don't, tough shit, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We're running this show.
Yeah.
But tell us anyway. We like to get letters.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We like to get emails.
Yeah, be open, be creative.
Be honest, be creative. Be just be you.
Just be.
Just be. But yeah, we'll obviously get the Spotify playlists of the songs that we've mentioned with adverts knocked up and out there as well, so you can have a little listen to those 10, and we'll keep adding to those as and when we put more topics on there. But don't forget, we've got three other playlists out there already.
Yeah.
We've got one on the 80s, one on the 90s, and one on the noughties, all well worth a listen. So head over to Spotify and check those out.
Definitely.
But it's time to move on, Blankers. Another subject needs our keen eyes looking at it. Next week, or next time we return, we'll be taking on, drumroll please, Mr. Reynolds.
That's
or
a horse.
Just a horse getting really upset with life.
That's bored horse.
Dale, can you do me a drum roll? One hit wonders. Oof. We'll be taking on one hit wonders.
That'd be a good one.
So, yes, we've got plenty of research to do.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next time round with one hit wonders.
Yes. I just.
Final word from you.
Not necessarily final word. I just wanted to go. Just to let you know, if you've got cheeseburgers, people, and it's more than your neighbours, just don't gloat. Don't show off. No one likes it.
Thanks, Dale. Mm. Good words to live life by, I think.
Thanks, man.
It's all right. Any final words, Mr. Reynolds?
Ta-da.
See, that's how it's
ta-da.
Ta-da.
It's like he's doing a magic trick. Is this your card? He's been doing card tricks all the way through the evening's recording. Finally, he's got it. It was the Six of Spades. And on that note, Blankers, we say bye-zy-bye until next time. Bye.
See you later.
See ya.